it's your opinion.
It's my opinion.
It's your opinion. Very subjective.
All right. Welcome to the subjectivity edition of the Popstorian podcast.
So this is a mini-sode where we just kind of talk for a minute or two. Uh-huh. I'm going to surprise Ben with a question. So
hello, Chris.
Hey, Ben. Long time no see. Those who follow our Twitter, which I'm not sure, I have to look back to see how many actually follow us. But if you follow us,
it'll change by the time this comes out.
That's true. Hopefully for the better.
Go through the roof.
Twitter or Facebook, I posted an article about, it was from Bloomsburg, or Bloomberg.com, and about Star Wars. And Star Wars, it says, Star Wars is struggling to win over the next generation of kids. I don't know if you got a chance to read this article.
No, I haven't read this article.
So I'm going to go ahead and let you look at it at least. I don't think you have time to actually read through the whole article. But what do you think about the next generation of Star Wars? Do you think it is flagging, or do you think it will continue on? When you kind of compare it, you think of maybe Flash Gordon, whose popularity kind of flagged in the 80s, or are you thinking maybe it's Batman, who's still very strong after 80 years? So do you think it will continue, or will it start to flag?
Man, is this a... This is almost a topic for a full-length episode.
It is, but I want your five-minute version.
We love to talk about Star Wars here at Popstorian. It's one of our favorite, sort of an occupational hazard.
It really is. It's kind of, if you grew up in the 90s, it's kind of a big topic since we didn't make the original release of Star Wars, and then we had the prequels to look forward to, and then get disappointed, and then debate, and then love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our lot in life. That's our generation right there. But
yeah,
will my kids enjoy Star Wars as much as me?
I think every franchise or media icon has to reinvent itself for a new generation, or find a way to communicate with the new generation in a different way. And I'm not sure if the path that Disney chose for this, I guess it's not a reboot, sequel series, is successful. But I think it's too early to call for sure that they've lost the younger generation. I know a lot of people who say that their kids love the new movies. And some people who even say that they like them more than the old movies because they have more action. And they have, you know, the strong female character, more minorities. They're more politically correct that way, I guess. And some people like that. So I think there's a good chance that they could have found a niche. I think my personal opinion, which I guess is what this subjectivity edition of the podcast is all about, is that they're rushing into things. Like, by putting out a movie every single year, they're kind of saturating cinemas with Star Wars, and Star Wars is everywhere. And that, people will get burned out on that. It's like in the 90s when there was four different Star Trek, or two or three Star Trek spinoffs on the air at the same time.
There was a lot,
So everybody got kind of burned out on Star Trek, and then it kind of went away for a few years, but it came back.
Yeah, in a very strong way.
Now it's back strong. Yeah. So I think you'll see a similar sort of thing. They'll try to cash in on their, what was it, $4 billion investment?
I don't remember how much that they made the movies, and then in how much they gave George Lucas for them.
They'll knock out the Golden Goose, but the Golden Goose will revive. Because ultimately it's a strong, the ideas of Star Wars are strong. And the formula is flexible enough that it can be reinvented in whatever way that works best for the generation at hand. But it'll depend, how well it does will depend on how well it's handled. And it can sleep for a long time if it has to.
So your thought is it might burn out, but it's going to come back with a very bright...
Yeah, I don't think there's any other way for it to go, really.
Okay.
It's just a matter of when Will Disney burn out the golden goose? It looks like they might be successful with their Mandalorian series that they're doing for Disney
I'm
streaming.
pretty excited about that one.
I'm actually more excited about that than I have been for any of the films
Yeah,
since
actually,
they took over.
they also, I'm excited about the TV program I was supposed to have about all the characters from Rogue One. I forget their names. Robot and the spy guy.
Oh, yeah.
Those two are my favorite characters from that film. And then also Obi-Wan is getting his own show.
It's going to be a show.
That's what I
Is
heard.
Ewan McGregor involved
Ewan McGregor
still?
was cast.
Okay.
Yeah.
They were talking about doing that as a film.
Oh, really?
Well, originally.
Originally
And
they
then
were supposed
Solo
to.
happened.
Yeah. And then Solo happened. I like the way you made that so epic. It was just like before Solo and then after
I feel
Solo.
bad for Solo because it's not even. It didn't even do badly at the box office,
It's a
really.
fun movie. I enjoyed
It's
it.
not a bad movie. It's just. It's not like. It's not Star Wars level great, and it was up against a lot of competition. So.
I didn't get
It
to see
didn't
it in
get
theaters.
trounced. It still made like $700 million.
It was a fun action movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I wish.
Best feature-length adaptation of Firefly I've ever seen.
Actually, it was kind of fire.
Isn't it?
Yes,
It's good
I
though.
don't know. Yeah,
Woody Harrelson and
I would like to see more Woody Harrelson in that.
yeah.
I would have liked him. And then they left it on a cliffhanger too,
Kind of.
like
Yeah.
Darth Maul.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert if you
If
haven't
you haven't seen the
seen
movie, this is not the show for you. If you really get offended about spoilers,
Oh
because
boy.
we talk about
We
stuff.
do kind of just drop in spoilers here and there, don't we?
So.
I should just put a permanent spoiler warning right before the pop.
Spoiler
Well, once again, don't forget to email us, subscribe to the podcast in your favorite podcatcher. Hopefully, by the time you're listening to this, we'll be in iTunes. That would be
alert. Is
nice.
that in the works?
Yeah, it's been in the works for a long time. I'll tell you about that after we get off the air.
Okay. And visit us on Twitter. We are at Popstorian, and Facebook, and Instagram.
We have a website.
We do popstorian.com.
.com.
And you can email us and we'll get it from there. Popstorian@gmail.com.
Yeah, let us know what you think the future of Star Wars is going to be and whether or not you think it connects with this generation. We'll talk to you later. I'm Ben.
And I'm Chris. No.